Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expression. This is Senior Chief Rob Burrows here this morning, founder and director of the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. And we just had the Wall of Remembrance here for 5 days here in our Shasta County area, located at 4659 Ronda Road. If you didn't have an opportunity to come out, you really missed a wonderful opportunity to come out and to see the wall and to see the names of the men and women who have served this nation and have sacrificed and given their lives. We also had the Iron Eagles, the big brass eagles out there from Iron Eagle Works there in Anderson. And thank you to those gentlemen for bringing those out and sharing those with our community. We had the large 13, 15, and 17-foot statues off the Rose Parade for honoring our Korean War veterans that were there. And then we also had our evening with all of the different our art expression program, and then being able to honor our Vietnam veterans on Sunday morning with the 50th commemoration of the Vietnam War. And so on the phone with me right now, I have Brian Roman. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm glad that you made it all the way back to Indiana with the wall again, very safely with your family.
Yes, sir.
And Brian, it was an extreme time when you were here. We had extreme heat and smoke and things like that. But I just want to say thank you to you again, to the Brian Romans Warrior Foundation, the caretakers of the wall of the 9/11 Wall of Remembrance, and for traveling out here, bringing that wall out, sharing it with our community for us to do healing. Tell us a little bit about the experience that you had while you were here and what you felt we were able to bring to the table by bringing the Wall of Remembrance to Shasta County.
Well, a true tradition with the Global War on Terror Wall of Remembrance. As soon as we got into California, the dry heat instantly reminded me of being in Al-Asad, Iraq. And it's truly a harmonious thing because a lot of our brothers on that wall served with us over in Iraq. And being able to visit with some of the community members and share what the wall truly represents, because until you see it, you just think, okay, it's another one of these traveling memorials. And then you see it, you get the awestruckness of it. You see the replicas of the Twin Towers, and then you get the education piece of the timeline on the opposite side. So it captures more than just the service members that served in Iraq and Afghanistan. It also captures all the lives lost on 9/11 due to the planes impacting the World Trade Center towers. And what was truly the most phenomenal event, Rob, while we were there, is we had a young man, and I'm not going to mention his name for privacy's sake, but he came up with his family, and they were walking along the wall, and we got to the last two panels on the wall. As you know, for those listeners that didn't get to experience it, the last two panels are a commemoration piece that we've added to allow family, loved ones, fellow service members to add names of those who have lost their battle with their demons here at home. As you know, in 2012, the VA claimed 22 veterans a day are committing suicide. So those two panels on the end commemorate those individuals that have lost their battles with their demons. And he asked about it, and he says, looks at me, and he gets choked up. Can I add my brother? And I was honored. And we ran, and we got him a paint marker, and he added his brother, and he had a moment looking at it, and I reassured him. I said, that name will never come off of those panels. If those panels get full, we take those, we encase them, we save them. They become part of our history, our memorial piece, and it's an honor for me to be able to carry your brother on this wall. Then we both got choked up, and he walked around the other side, you know, the man thing, walked on the other side to gather himself, and I walked back over by the trailer. But it truly was an amazing adventure coming across the country with the wall, having conversations at truck stops and rest stops and there with some of your community members in Shasta County. And it truly was a humbling thing, nervous coming back into California, but when we crossed that county line and we saw that little sign at the bottom of the county, Shasta County, we care for our veterans, we knew we were in great hands.
Well, we do everything we can in this community to make sure our veterans know that they're cared for. And it doesn't matter if you're a young veteran coming back from the Global War on Terror, or if you're an elderly veteran who's lost a spouse and you're a widow or a widower. We look out for those veterans the best we can through our programs, through the museum and the Heritage Program. And I know that I had three individuals with names on the walls that I knew and served with. You and I both served in 06, 07 in Iraq at the same time. You were at Al-Asad, and I was at Fallujah, but we had made many convoys from Fallujah into Al-Asad, taking convoy materials left and right. And so we were everywhere there during that time. So, yes, there's lots of times we did all of our convoys at night. So when it gets dark outside and it's hot, I still am transformed back to a country where we served in the sometimes it was the hell of it, the thick of it, where we were at and what took place. And, you know, I'm not – one of the things I learned, I'm not afraid to walk outside at night in the dark by myself. We walked all of our convoys at night looking for IEDs and everything else in the middle of the night, in the middle of a country we knew nothing about. And once you've walked through minefield and IEDs and gunfire and you come back home, it puts you in a totally different frame of mind. Walking down. The only thing I'm worried about now is a dog attacking me someplace, because at night. Other than that, I don't have that fear anymore. And it's an awareness. And it's like you said, when you crossed back into California and you felt that scorching heat, that's just like when we were serving in country.
Yes, sir.
Well, I want to say thank you from our board of directors and from our volunteers and from our community. Thank you to you and your family for bringing the Wall of Remembrance back here to Shasta County. It hasn't been here. This wall has not been here ever. And it's fresh for California, fresh for Shasta County. But the Northern California Veterans Museum supports you in your effort to continue to honor your veterans. We support you in the heritage of remembering why our men and women serve and the loss of life that was taken in Iraq and Afghanistan since 9/11.
Well, I appreciate that. And on behalf of the over 10,000 service members and Americans that we honor and carry on that wall, we thank you for that support. That's the patriotic support that we're going to continue to carry us in throughout the rest of this year and into the next year, with the momentum we need to be able to allow people to have that closure and start the healing process.
I know there was some healing for me, especially in the evening walking the wall and reading those names. I was just overtaken a couple of different times with emotion, and it just of remembering the loss and the tragedy that was there. But to see the names of those individuals on the wall, to know that they're honored, that they're not forgotten, that was the biggest thing, is that, you know, it's really easy for someone to die and forget them, but when their name is on the wall and you can read their name out loud, that is the remembrance of those individuals. And that's why it's so important for us to remember this history in our nation and to be able to remember the names of those who sacrificed for us. It's critical.
That's right. That's right. And what everybody that had the chance to come visit the wall now understands after viewing it, you know, you hear freedom's not free, there's a cost of freedom. Well, that came to visit us at that wall, and you with the museum and the Heritage Center, they were able to visually see what that cost is for our freedom.
Well, I just want to say thank you once again. We're getting ready to come up on a break here. But, Brian, it was truly an honor to meet you and to meet a fellow brother that we served with. Every time I meet someone who served 06, 07 there in the desert, especially a fellow Marine, I mean, I'm not a Marine, I'm a CB, but we're basically the step brothers and sisters of the Marine Corps. And, you know, the Marines go out and do what they do, but the CBs support the Marines wholeheartedly.
Amen. Amen. It was an honor to be a guest of yours and to become part of your family and for you guys to become part of ours.
Well, I look forward to working with you again in the future when we have that opportunity. Once again, Brian Romans, Warrior Foundation, caretaker of the Wall of Remembrance, the Global War on Terror. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You've been listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or a four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our fall semester will offer more in-person classes on campus and more in-person student services. We'll continue to offer many of our classes via our flexible online environment for added convenience and choice. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or a certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill many of the positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan your tomorrow today. Fall semester classes begin August 16th. Achieve more, earn more, Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
The Biden administration has stated that it would be sending, quote, strike force teams to private residences in order to question households on their vaccination status, as well as offer vaccinations. To be informed about your rights, visit pji.org.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and the stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. There's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud to do, hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and we're proud of that flag. We're proud of our allegiance, and we're proud of the men and women who served to defend that freedom and that flag in our Pledge of Allegiance to our nation. And I'll tell you what, it's a real eye-opener once again to go back and to read those names on the wall and to see the individuals that I knew who gave their lives in Iraq and the other individuals who gave their lives around the world to defend the freedom that we have. And if you didn't get an opportunity to go out there and to be a part of that, next time we come, we really encourage you to. I know some people, it was too hot, or they were too busy, or it was too emotional. Well, you need to fight the emotions. You need to fight the heat, because that's what those individuals who gave their lives for you did. They fought the heat. They fought the struggle. They fought the weight of the pack on their back to go out there and to defend their buddies, to lay their lives on the line, and to serve for us to have the freedom that you and I have here today. I am here today because I was given a second chance to be here from the enemy actions that we were up against during that time. And that's why it's so critical for me to be tenacious when it comes to defending our freedom and defending the way of life that we have. So many take it for granted. They're really easy to poke the finger at it, say this isn't right, this isn't, that isn't right. You know what? This is not a perfect world, and we are not a perfect country. But there, why are so many people crossing our border coming into this nation if it's such a bad place? Because it is the only nation in the world that supplies freedom to individuals where there is oppression everywhere else. And so, hey, Jared, this morning, what we were talking earlier, what day is this today?
Today is the National Purple Heart Day.
That's right. Today is August 7th is the National Purple Heart Day. And we want to remind you of all those individuals, once again, who made it home and they were injured in battle. They were injured in combat. They were injured in the line of duty and received the Purple Heart, the action for their loss of limb, for maybe the shrapnel they're carrying in their body for the rest of their life, for all of the emotional issues that went along with the injuries that they have. And so it's very important for us to shout out to our veterans who have received the Purple Heart for their actions and for their duties. There's many out there that probably should have received a Purple Heart for their actions and their duties, but did not. And so we reach out to those that did get the Purple Heart and to say thank you for your service and your sacrifice here in our nation and in our country. And we talked about the wall and all the different issues that were going on, but one of the main reasons that we had the wall there and one of the programs that we had was the Battlefield Expressions PTSD Art Therapy. And my guest this morning is Michelle Quistorf. She is the program manager for Battlefield Expressions for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Chief. Thanks for having me back. It's been a while.
You were here the last time we started the program back in March, and I want you to just give us a little overcap of the program and how we were able to reach out into the military families and the Blue Star families and our veterans in our community, and what actually the veterans what they came in and they learned from the program. You were there the entire time. You were in charge of making sure that all of the things came together for these families and for the art program.
So we actually had, we won the grant from California Arts Council, and that was how we were able to do the program. We applied for that grant for 6 years before we finally got it, and it took almost another full year before we were actually paid out, because when COVID hit, it stalled everything, and we were relying on the state to be able to fund it. So we ended up with 47 participants in the program, both locally in classes, and we had several that were remote. We ended up with two in Oregon, one in Washington State, one in Indiana, and then one in Southern California. So the people that actually came to the classes in person got in-person instructions. We had several types of different exercises and painting activities and drawing activities, and we ended up being able to do it two times on Saturday, every Saturday since March, I believe it was the 5th. It was like the first weekend in March, so, you know, all that time's gone along. My dates are all screwed up, so bear with me on that. But it was 16 and a half weeks, basically, for everything we put together and all the different lessons that we did. There were so many different people that came from all different walks of life, every branch in the service. We had both veterans and their family members. as well as their descendants come. So some of them were granddaughters and grandsons and whatnot, and nieces and nephews and that kind of a thing. So there was everybody from every aspect of life you can imagine. You know, we had the veterans from every branch in the military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, all of them. They were all happy to be there to participate in the program. And it just ended up being 2 hours every Saturday of nothing but thinking about what you're creating. It takes away all your stress. It takes away all your random thoughts. And it takes away everything that's outside that noise and excess that you see in your everyday life. And it just didn't exist. And we were just happy to be able to create and to give some guidance and some healing to the people who participated in the program.
I know at the very beginning that people, as they were coming into the program, were very apprehensive because they didn't know what it was going to be about. Some of them had never painted before, or they hadn't painted for years, and they, you know, nobody wants to get laughed at or whatever else. There was no laughing. Everybody there was, even those that painted on a regular basis were part of the program of the encouragement and the attitude of success for the individuals that came in and painted and learned. We had men and women. We had children. We had elderly, like you said. And it was I didn't participate every weekend because I was so busy with all the different items going on with the museum. But there were many times that I was able to sit in there and be part of it. And I know that I was able to increase my skills in some of my painting also.
Yeah, everybody who came, they learned in one way or another. Some of them, like you said, they'd never, ever touched a paintbrush in their life. Some of them were afraid to death of the paint. I'm going to screw up this canvas. I know it. I'm like, it's just paint. You can paint right over the top of it. There's this thing called black and white paint. You can cover anything with that, basically. So we had – our youngest participant was 2, believe it or not. So, yes, finger painting and rocks and handprints on paper and canvas and whatnot, all the way up to 88 years old. So we had a wide variety of people in the classroom, and it was just a really positive, encouraging environment. Everybody was super accepting of each other. Everybody wanted to be there. There was nobody who was dragged kicking and screaming into the classrooms. We all had a great time, and we worked with different mediums. We did acrylic and watercolors and paint pouring, and, you know, we even did all kinds of stuff with, like, glue, and who knew what else we were getting into that day, string and something else, you know, but we had a great time, and it was just a really good stress reliever for a lot of people. At the end of the program, we asked people to kind of fill out like a short testimonial and a little bit of a brief bio, and almost every single one of them that I received back said that it decreased their anxiety, it decreased their stress, it gave them something positive to look forward to, and that we were all super excited just to be there to enjoy the program and the process. And, you know, we were able to touch a lot of lives, both in class and remotely, and it was just an awesome experience to see how many people actually grew and changed through the program, even when they weren't expecting to. You know, they just thought, oh, this is something to do. It's free and I'll come. So that is an amazing thing to see that somebody can actually change their process, change their skills, change their thought process, and increase their creativity and find a new stress reliever that they didn't know they had. So that was a really good thing to be able to bring that to our community.
Well, I know that we also provided meals for them, and we also provided chocolate for them, and sodas and water, and those were those items and chips, and those were donated by Pepsi Northern California, Danny and his crew up there. So, we'll talk a little bit about more of some of our sponsors about the Wall of Remembrance here in a few minutes, because it takes it took so much effort from different organizations in the community for us to bring any of these things together, come together because of individuals in the community who donate. They believe in our veterans. They believe in the community. They believe in the Northern California Veterans Museum and its programs that serve our Northern California area. And those donations, they help offset the costs of fundraising. They help offset the costs of finding individuals to make personal donations and things like that, or to come out. And with COVID, it's been very difficult for us to be able to make those fundraisers and things like that, bringing people together. It's still difficult. A lot of people out there are apprehensive of getting around crowds and things like that. So as we come back in from our break, we're going to talk a little bit about our sponsors and make sure we say thank you to those individuals who believe in the program, believe in the museum, believe in our veterans, and the programs that we serve here in our community for our veterans. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded peeling, or even scratched up, it'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Your friendly oil change, Premier, and all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Home to you. Always come home.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. And with our Battlefield Expressions PTSD art therapy, it was like bringing people back home because they were able to let go. They had family members that were serving around the world. They had family members in boot camp that were serving. There's an anxiety of waiting for that person to come home, that loved one, to come back. And so being part of the healing process for that and knowing that that person is away and they're coming back and that family member is waiting for them to be able to talk with them and embrace them and to share their lives back with them again before they have to leave. You know, one of our individuals that was on our paint in our classes, her husband is serving overseas right now in Korea in the Army. And so she's constantly thinking about her husband being gone and that homecoming when they come back and things like that. And we were able to support these individuals in our veterans community. We're able to help them with things that are taking place in their lives. And a lot of times they don't have somebody that they can talk to that's like-minded, that's part of the military or has served or has somebody else serving in the military also. And they're dealing with those quietly or privately. But they never get any satisfaction because they don't have somebody to help them in that healing process. We are proud as a museum and as a heritage center to be able to reach out with these programs to reach to these individuals in our community. It doesn't matter whether they're young, whether they're elderly and they're widowed. They still have these issues in their lives where they need somebody to just listen or reach out or a squeeze or a hug or a handshake or a smile or a thank you or a hang in there. You know, it's just the general idea and concept of us as humans, but it's even more so when your loved one's been put in harm's way or they've served in harm's way and you're dealing with that reintro, that retrospect and that reintroduction of their lives back into your life from wherever they may have been. You know, tomorrow is the Spirit of 45 Day, and that is remembering the greatest generation as we remember our World War II veterans and all that served during the time frame from Pearl Harbor through 1945 at the end of the war for victory in Europe and victory in Japan days. It's important for us to remember that those men and women, so many of them that gave their lives and sacrificed, they did not have the same support when they came home. You know, my father was a World War II veteran. He came back. When I was growing up with him, he was very quiet. He didn't speak a lot about the war. Some days I begged him to talk to me about his service in the Navy where he served. He was a gunner's mate on a Liberty ship in the South Pacific, and they would take supplies into the islands, and they would bring back the wounded and the dead Marines back. And it was very tough for him to talk about those deals and those ordeals, and he lost several of his Navy buddies that were killed during the war during that time frame. And so I look back at my father's service and how quiet he was and things like that, how other World War II veterans were so quiet about where they served and what they took place. And that's one of the reasons that I speak out with our war on the global war of terror. I think that it's so important for us to share our stories and where we've been and what's taken place. I think that those men and women that served during World War II, if they spoke out more, if they taught more of their kids and individuals in the community about where they were, that would have influenced our nation in a more positive factor. And I think that that's important for us because silence is consent. And if you don't talk about things, people think you don't care or they think you don't know. Or they think you have nothing to add to the conversation. And many of us who serve our nation, we serve and we come back. We have lessons learned in our lives from either meeting the enemy face to face or the ordeals that we overcame while we were in the adversity of war. And I think that that's so important for us to be able to speak those things out and to be able to share those things. And it's a lesson learned for me, for my father, and for my brother when he served during Vietnam and the things that they didn't want to talk about. I think it's important for us to talk about those fears that we face. We talk about the men and women that we lost, our friends. It's painful. Yes, it is. There's lots of times I choke up on this radio program and I can't say a word because it just gets to me at my heart. But I think that if we don't talk about it, we're at a point in our nation where we need to talk about why freedom is free. We need to talk about why it is so important for us to remember those who gave their lives, because we are losing our freedom every single day. If you look across our nation and in the government, things that are taking place, those opportunities for us are disappearing. And we don't know if we're going to get those back, and we have to speak up. We have to reach forward and say, look, I fought for that freedom. It counts. It matters. And it has to be spoken about. It has to be talked about. At least in my life, it has to be talked about. Because when I talk to young people and they don't know anything, I never knew anything about Iraq, they say. I never knew anything about the Korean War or World War II. When we were giving a tour one time inside the building, when we were at the airport for the museum, we brought a whole school group of kids came through, and they went through the Vietnam section and talked about Vietnam. And the one kid stands up and she goes, there was no Vietnam. That was just a movie. Well, that sparked me right there, because Vietnam was not a movie, and 50,000 men gave their lives, when women gave their lives, in a country in the jungles. And they were never thanked when they came home. And that's why it was so important for us to be a part of the museum, to be part of the national commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War, because we need to remember the sacrifice. We need to say thank you to our men and to our women, the nurses and those that served during that time frame, and they gave their lives. The buddies in the rice paddies and in the mud. Our buddies were in the desert and the dust, but their buddies were in the rain and the monsoon and the mud and the rice paddies. The death is the same. Doesn't matter where it's at. The loss of life is the same. Doesn't matter where it's at. But the sacrifice is what we have to remember. And those individuals need to know that we care. We still care. We're still welcoming them home. We'll never be done welcoming them home, because this is a new society. It's not the society that they came home to. And this society appreciates what they did and where they were at. And we will remember as we continue to move forward. And Michelle, you were there at the Vietnam ceremony, and you heard our speaker, who was Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. A pilot flew Lotz helicopters during the war, during that time frame, and the other Vietnam veterans that were there. And what was it like when you were handing out the thank you and remembrance pens and shaking their hands?
I have never seen so many grown men in my life cry all at once. Some of these guys have never been thanked. Some of them have never been welcomed home. And all we did was tell them to thank you for their service. We handed them two pins, for one for them and one for their friends. And we literally brought tears to these men. We brought tears to these women, too. Some of these guys have never been welcomed back to the country. They were dropped off at airports and spit on by protesters. And, you know, they had people chase them and throw things at them. And, you know, some of the stories that we heard on Sunday morning, it was just incredible to me to even think that so many people disrespected our military at that time. You know, they were not treated as American heroes. They were treated as they're going against the country. They were going against everything that they thought that, you know, the rest of the world thought this country stood for. And that's not true. You know, they were there fighting to defend us. And they were in, like you said, the jungles, the rice paddies, the mud, the monsoons, and watching their buddies die, you know, 58,000 some odd numbers of them. And, you know, they don't talk about it. You know, my dad, he didn't talk about it.
Your dad's a Vietnam veteran.
Yes. And he didn't say much about it. I've only heard a few things here and seen pictures there. And, you know, it's not something they want to bring up, because they saw so much and they did so much and they were just never properly appreciated. And I think that's a terrible thing. So for us to do something, even as small as giving them two commemorative pens to say thank you for their service, it just literally brought tears to their eyes. And they were so grateful, and they were so blessed to be able to hear that we do appreciate them 40, 50 years later, and they're just glad to be back home in with their stories, with their bodies, and with their lives intact as much as they have them now.
And we had one veteran that had never been thanked.
Mm-hmm. More than one, actually. There was a couple that came up to me after the service, and they were saying, this means more than you know. This means so much to me. We never knew that people like you existed, that you thanked people like us. You know, I'm not trying to do...
People like us, fellow Americans.
Fellow Americans, yes. I mean, I'm the brat that got hauled with the luggage, so, you know, hey, I appreciate that. And, you know, it's just, there's no way to say thank you enough for what they've done in our lives and for what they've done for their country.
Well, and the same thing with my brother, served on the USS Coral Sea in the United States Navy during that time frame. And, you know, it just, he's gone now, so I don't get an opportunity to talk with him. But I think about that, and my honor for him is the same honor that I give to all of our Vietnam veterans. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to Battlefield Expressions, we'll be right back.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Liesis.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
People say we don't need this war, but I say there's some things worth fighting for. What about our freedom and this piece of ground? We didn't get to keep them by backing down. They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten when those towers fell, we had neighbors still inside going through a living hell?
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and we have not forgotten. That was one of the reasons that we brought the wall of remembrance, the 9/11 wall, here to Shasta County, is because we're coming up on the 20th anniversary of 9/11, and we need to remember. We have two generations of kids that have been born since 9/11, and they have known nothing about it. The schools are not teaching it. They don't want anybody to know about the sacrifice and what took place and things like that. And we have to pull the story out. And we need to share it. Doesn't matter what your opinion about it is. Men and women lost their lives that day due to a terrorist attack. And we need to talk about that. We need to remember. We need to share that with them. They need to know, what is 9/11? You talk to kids. We talk to some of the kids that are out there. Do you know anything about 9/11? What's 9/11? Is that the time or something? I mean, they literally have no clue. Nobody has talked to them. Nobody. If you're a grandfather, a grandmother, you need to share this with your grandkids. You need to talk with them. You need to take a moment and say, look, I just want to share something with you about our nation, about our country. What happened? It's like talking about Pearl Harbor when we were attacked by the Japanese. That's history. They need to know what's going on. They need to know why men and women put a uniform on and go fight around the world. And what that means for us to be able to have our freedom. I mean, when somebody comes here on our homeland and they take away our rights, they kill Americans on American soil, that's unacceptable. That's unacceptable. And so we have to remember. We have to bring those things to light to make sure. You know, we could not have done the program. We could not have brought the wall and had the commemoration for our Vietnam veterans and to be able to offer them a free meal and free luncheon without the support of individuals in our community. And Michelle, would you read some of those individuals? I mean, we have a large number of individuals in our community who shared with us either their product or their finances to help support this program.
Yep, we have a list real quick. KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, of course, where we are right now. We had Mount Shasta Springwater, Bill Elliott. They donated a pallet, an entire pallet of water
for
us. And
we gave everybody free water that was out there because it was so hot. We made sure everybody had an ice-cold water while they were there visiting the wall at no cost.
And then we had Northern California Pepsi, Denny and the crew there. Jeff and the guys at Paint Mart, and then we had Les Converse at Converse Industrial Electric. Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, they donated all the meat for the Vietnam luncheon that morning. And then we had our museum board, our volunteers. We had Vicki Northcutt, Dave Cockrell, Jamie Leedy at the Enterprise High School culinary class and his crew there. Stephen Paula McCarley from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo and their crew. And then KIXE, Channel 9, AMVETS, CVAC, American Legion, FRA, Bastiani Arms, Outdoor Creations, IGO Veterans Cemetery. They donated all the chairs for us to be able to use for that whole entire weekend, so that was awesome. And then the Redding Crane Service and Rick at Redding Crane, they helped us move the Connex box and some of the other stuff out there. And then Brian Romans and the Warrior Foundation, he's the one who brought the wall. Randy and Patty McGinnis were the ones who played the beautiful Indian flutes out there.
Let me tell you, we were at the sunrise service Sunday morning on August 1st, and we had our service out there. We had several individuals had come to be part of that, and it was absolutely beautiful that morning. It was quiet. There was hardly any traffic on the freeway. There was clouds over Lassen. And as the sun came up and they were playing those beautiful American flutes, American Indian flutes, it was absolutely serene. I mean, it was just absolutely gorgeous. If you weren't there, you really missed a beautiful morning with the sun rising. It was cool. And with the beautiful music, it was like stepping back 100 years when the Native Americans were there and they would be playing their music at the very beginning of the day. And so thank you once again to Patty and Randy McGinnis. I just, you know, when individuals like that step up, you know, he's a Vietnam veteran and she has the next program after I do here. Those kind of individuals that step up and participate freely and give of their time and their effort, you know, that's what makes these programs work so well. So thank you once again.
And just a couple more. We had Bastiani Arms and Goldmart and then Chuck Kinney at Shasta Gas and Propane. And everybody was so grateful that there was so many different amenities that we could offer them, you know, from free snow cones from North State Ice. They provided ice for us, and we did all of these things to be able to give back to our community and just to honor the veterans in our area. And it was a real blessing to be able to see that many people come out and just to enjoy, you know, we have 360-degree views of Mount Shasta, Lassen, Bernie, and the Trinity Alps all the way around.
So when there's not smoke.
When there's not smoke. caveat there.
We'd have had many more guests there if it wasn't for the smoke, the fires, and then the reinitiation of the COVID issue. When there was some COVID issues with people in the community that could not be there. And so, you know, life happens, but we just continue to move forward. We make the best out of some of the worst things that can happen around us, and we still can continue to honor and help those. You know, we had some special paintings that we had done for 9/11. If you came out to the property, if you drive by the property there on Ronda Road, you will see the large mural that our artist had painted there on the side of the barn. It's 20 feet tall and it's 50 foot long, and it's a picture of the skyline of New York with the Twin Towers and the American flag behind it, and it says, "We will never forget." And it is the largest 9/11 mural in all of Northern California, north of Sacramento. In fact, I don't even know of one down in Southern California, but I can't say it's the largest one in the state of California, but I'd really like to. Until somebody proves me wrong, I'm going to say that. You know, we have it right there on the museum property because we think that this is so important for us to remember and to honor those. And Michelle, you were able to paint for us a special picture of a fireman at 9/11, and it was very, very moving, and you presented it to the museum on Saturday evening at our art gala event. And tell us a little bit about the stirring on that and why you did. We have about 4 minutes left.
So it is the 20th anniversary of 9/11 this year, and I have names on that wall, on the 9/11 wall. And I have family who are firefighters and military and police and first responders. So when you asked me to paint, I wasn't exactly sure what I was going to do. And it kind of came out that it was a combination of two photos. And one is in the background, the destruction of the towers. And you can see in the towers the debris and the rubble and the rusted beams and the wood and the fallen lines. And there's a excavator that's been working in the corner, and it's digging out all of those things, trying to find whatever it can find. And on the far left corner of it, and this is the part where I had the hardest part, was there's a picture of an American flag that is torn in two, and it's torn and tattered and shredded, and it's literally only half the flag, but it's displayed up there proudly amidst all the rubble. And in the foreground is a firefighter kneeling and praying because he'd been fighting and trying to recover whatever he could, bodies and people and everything else, and just pulling all of that from the debris. You know, it just reminds us of how much our country was torn into and how much our country has been through since 9/11. And we want to pay tribute and honor to those people who have lost their lives in the global war on terror, as well as all of those who lost their lives in those 9/11 attacks. And every single one of them, all 10,200 plus of them, were on that wall that we brought out here. And it was just a very powerful thing to be able to see all of those names put on there, to be able to say, we thank you, we honor you, and we will never forget you.
And it's not just about the military. It's about those first responders that were in the towers running up the stairs while others were running down to save lives, and their lives were lost when the towers fell. And so we want to make sure that we remind people to remember our firefighters, especially while they're out there fighting the fires all around us right now. But our firefighters and our police officers who put their lives on the line every single day, doesn't matter whether you agree or you disagree, they are here to honor, serve, and protect us in our home communities. And so our love and our thanks go out to our first responders, our paramedics, those who help save our lives on the streets, our firemen, once again, who help come to our homes and take care of those issues with fire or first responder help with heart attacks and things like that. And then all of our police service, whether you're CHP or sheriff or local police or whatever it is, we know that here in Shasta County that you're here to serve and protect, and that we put out a thank you to all of you who wear the red and the blue for our community. And you've been asked graciously to be a guest speaker at the 9/11 ceremony in Shasta Lake City on 9/11, and so your painting that you've painted, the firefighter, will be on display that evening there in Shasta Lake City, along with the piece of steel from the 9/11 towers that are there. It will make such a beautiful culmination of the two in the honor of our police and first responder services and things like that that gave their lives. And so I just want to say thank you for all of your support. Thank you for your volunteering. Thank you for the painting that is for our first responders. And, all of our volunteers, all of those who serve, all of our board members, everything else, your support, we cannot do what we can do without those in the community, especially on our team, who step up and make that happen. So for Battlefield Expressions, we say thank you to all who helped to make this happen. And we say thank you to those on the team who continue to serve our community and honor those that sacrifice daily for us around the world and here at home.